Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil needs it hard."
8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. You stay away from that devil, Johnny. You don't want to lose your soul. But either you out-fiddle the devil, or there's one other solution. Call DFH Company, because temperature control in hell would be a valuable resource. And if you agree,
yes,
then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can even look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Look into their Mitsubishi mini split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, the NBA is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA. The key to victory is a strong starting five. New customers can bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game. And if they do, you'll win $200 in free bets. So why not make your roster Washington, 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 and oh yeah, Washington. Not bad. DraftKings Sportsbook customer, took me longer than I'm proud of to understand that.
What they meant, right?
But I get it. $5. DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also get skin in the game with the same game parlays. Combine multiple bets from same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win. And promo code WLCL this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Red and white scrimmage.
Somebody said YouTube.
It's good.
Okay, we're good.
And just before anyone else asked that question, I appreciate the concern. No, I didn't get left off the returning players list. I was working. I was there at a employee capacity.
Interesting. Somebody else gave that excuse.
Who else had that excuse, Steve?
I don't know.
But yeah, so I was there in the building. And I was taking notes, you know, so I could have good information for everybody, you know, to move forward.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, I did not get snubbed. Steve.
Mark, my wife was like, because I was able to take the wife and the kids stuff, and the youngest, actually, was his first game, his first basketball game, mm-hmm. You know, kind of. So he loved it. He got a picture with Louie.
I saw
stuff.
That.
It was fun.
Yep.
But Charity was like, "Oh, is Marcus going to come out?" And look, I had no idea. And I was like, "No." I said, "He probably left, so he didn't have to come out."
I actually didn't even know they were coming out.
Really? Yeah. I know. I told her, I was like, "No, he's not going to do that." And then they started announcing the names. And I was like, "Oh, I mean, maybe. I don't know." You know?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, let me just say this really quick. I need to tell this story on air. Oh, I haven't even told you real quick. Let's do this on air. Look, I went down another level.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah,
you can streamline.
I went down to a 1 on my hair.
You look good.
Yeah, so it was. It feels good. Feels good, yeah.
So you look sleek.
I know. I needed to throw it out.
A little Simon Miller.
Yeah, actually, the first person I met said I looked, well, like, it started with a P, but I was told I can't say it on the air.
A professional?
Yes. Close enough. I was like, well, thank you.
Was it Clay?
No, he hasn't saw it yet. But here's what I was going to say. What was I going to say?
Okay, well, I'll fill it in real quick while you gather your train of thought.
I don't even know what I was talking about here.
I actually, just to get out the way, the one thing that I did I did not enjoy about my weekend.
Yeah.
Got my card stolen.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Listen, this is what happened, Steve. I woke up.
Welcome into our second hour, guys, too, because I noticed we gain a lot of texts coming back, and a lot of people are like, hey, you know, I'm just here. You know?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
Welcome in.
Well, let me just tell you.
Yeah, okay.
So I woke up Sunday morning, right? You know, had some charges on my I was getting ready to do something, and I was looking at my account, and I had some charges on my account, right? And I was like, it's a bunch of, you know, bunch of charges. I didn't do this, right?
727, that's a really funny text.
So, Steve.
Fair enough.
I see all these charges.
You win that one.
I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to cut off my card, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I look at the charges, I'm like, did somebody steal my card and go get a bunch of chicken? No. I could not believe it.
Did they really?
I looked at my card, I saw $65 worth of chicken purchases on my bank card. I couldn't believe it, Steve. I'm cutting off my card.
What type of chicken?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No! I stole your card with the KFC.
And bought chicken for the fam.
That's a couple buckets worth.
No. Not KFC prices nowadays. They beat you up in the head.
That's a good point.
Oh my god.
So Steve, you know what happened after that? I realized that purchases at the KFC Yum Center show up as
oh.
If y'all didn't go to the red and white game,
oh.
Y'all missed everything in the store half off. Everything in Cardinal Authentic was half off.
$35, bro.
Are you serious?
$70 hoodie God. I got for $35.
People were going savage
sweet.
In there.
Dude, it was every. Look, I told the woman. I said, "This is everything's a dollar," because like I didn't realize it. So I go up to the counter and I'm like, "Listen, here's a hat I was going to buy," because Charity was like, "You got to buy the hat," because me and her are leaving for Disney Thursday. She's like, "Oh, you'll wear it. You know, you'll love it." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay," because she is my biggest fan on hats, because she knows I love them. So when I find a good one, she's like,
"Yeah, go
buy
ahead.
It.
Yeah, go ahead and get it."
So anyways, dude, we bought the baby wanted a foam finger. He was, which he
gotta
pretended.
Get the baby the
yeah,
foam
the whole
finger.
Time he was pretending it was a gun and actually holding it at people like this. Bang, bang, bang. And I was like, "No, this is terrible." So there was that.
Guns up, L's
no,
up?
Listen. No, yes. I got my Louisville son with the L's up just looking at people going, bang, bang.
So your kid's titty, a titty, UK
bang,
fan.
Bang. I was like, stop. What are we doing? So anyways, there was that. All this stuff. I've got this stuff up here, and this hoodie was on a rack that said 50% off.
You're like, no way.
Yeah, I was like, no way. It's a brand new hoodie. It's the Duncan Cardinal Bird
Adidas yep.
official, and it was a 2X. I was like, So anyways, I was like, that's not 50% off, is it? She was like, oh, no. She's like, yeah, the whole store is 50% off. I was like, man, I'm going to take all this stuff back real quick. It's like, because we ain't finished.
Yeah, right.
So we went and just, yeah, it was like, hey, babe, get what you want. Load it up.
Listen, I went in there because I really.
And I called Marcus.
Yeah.
And I don't do that. I called Marcus. Like, hey, man, go to this Cardinal Authentic.
And
like,
he literally said, you're going to regret it if you don't go.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in there, the food's smelling good. I'm in the media room working, you know, just you know, being, a, you know, doing my job.
What was you doing in there? Chatting with.
I was sitting with Jerry Eves the whole time.
Okay, cool. He wasn't in Athens.
So I'm in there. Steve gives me the call. He's like, emergency, emergency. Everything's 50% off. You're going to regret it if you don't go over there, right? Yeah.
I did try to put some seriousness on this, so you knew I was saying
this. It's like the for real, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Okay, so I shoot over there, you know, just grab a couple of things because I'm expecting, like Steve said, oh, yeah, not those. You know what I'm saying? I'm expecting, you know, like an all-black, just an Adidas all-black soft T-shirt with the Cardinal bird, and that's it. They usually, like, they hit you for $40 for them things. You know what I'm saying? So it's just everything was – it was legit 50% off. So I grabbed a couple of things, and then I had a little guilt moment. You know, it's kind of – you know, the game's going on. You know what I'm saying? And I text one of my guys. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, man. You screwed up not coming over here. You know, you should have went to the thing. And I knew what he was gonna do.
Man, you gotta go back in there. Give me a couple things.
Yeah. And I was like, I gotta go. And the game's going on. I'm like, okay, it's kind of quiet. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I can sneak in there and, you know, before halftime, before everybody runs back in there. So I shoot over there, go grab it. You know, anything in his size. You know what I'm saying? Because like I say, he's a big Louisville fan. And now I got all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm not going back in there and sitting around with these, you know, with all these clothes. So after I went back in there, I watched it, you know, the end of the half, and I was like, I'll see what I need to see. I'm out.
Yeah.
So then I left. Yeah, I did not know they were going out to the floor, though. But so that's what that, yeah.
Okay, so that's why.
If you heard about it, y'all, it was legit. And I don't know if it's over. I don't know if it's over before, like, the next game. They might have it going on, too.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. So real quick, and since we're doing kind of chronologically into the game, so I'm sitting there with my wife and my young child, and, man, I wish my oldest could have made it. He had a football game, which is a whole other story. I probably should have went to that. but it was like, yeah.
I've seen you play.
Hey, man, I got to work, you know what I'm saying? And he just made the basketball team. Like, we got a big winner coming up.
Right. Yeah.
So
no, he'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Yeah. Okay. I'm at every game.
I hate telling parents that. Like, he'll be fine.
And his mom's there. You know, I'm like, look, we're good.
Yeah. Okay. And give him some bounce. Give him some space. Yeah. Maybe he plays better sometimes.
My dad wasn't at, like, any of my hockey games. And I turned out okay. I don't harbor a grudge at all. It's fine.
Go to your kids' games.
For the love of God, what have I done? Like that. No. So, anyways, I'm sitting there with my wife. I bought.
Don't feel bad, Nikki. My dad, he didn't make many of mine either.
But my dad was working. I mean, it was like, hey, you know, no offense, son. I could see the Ice Stallions versus the Ice Hawks or whatever, or I could call Syracuse and U of L and Christmas Waltz. See, you know, it's your call.
My mom and dad never missed a football game. Never missed a football game. Didn't matter where we played. Basketball, hit or miss. If we play Bull Central, we'll be there. If not, we won't. Because my mom was just convinced if she didn't go to a football game, I was going to break a leg. Like, that was going to be the night right. that she gets Kaufman ambulance. Like, hey, he's got broken arm, broken leg. You know, what? God knows what.
So she was doing it out of guilt.
No, my mom was the mom. She was waiting to jump the fence. Like that, she like it was almost like a moment she wanted to run out. Like, wish, oh my bad, like, you know, on
the wish creed.
Don't be a menace.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That ain't, ma'am, that ain't even your baby.
Don't take my baby. You know, it's like, mom, dude, I got a cramp. Like, it's like a cramp.
So you said she's the type.
Yeah,
you know, Gibbs did that.
What?
Jump the fence.
Really? For his kid?
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
I was so mad at him.
Yeah, don't do that.
Man, one of my good buddies, you can't tell anybody how to feel, how to do their child rearing thing.
Yeah.
But he was like, man. Then when I went up to talk to him, you know, he said, you know, this was hurt, and I was like, wait a minute, how did he get over to the sideline?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it was on the field. I said, you went on the field? Yeah, man. Like, man, you could tell, man, he was messed up.
Yeah. No.
I was like, so he's limping now? Man, he got a pretty bad limp.
it was, if they call me out there,
yeah,
I'll go.
Most
because parents, then I'm like, okay, yeah, he's
most
broke something. Or,
say,
yeah.
I'll wait till they call me.
Yeah, if they're like, hey, you know.
That means right, something's wrong.
Yeah, okay, I got you. So I'm sitting there, and I'm next to my wife and me, and I'm now a new friend. Mm-hmm. I've made a new friend in my life, right?
I'm listening.
So my friend, because I bought the tickets that were right where the players come out, because I thought Elijah was going to be there, and he likes, he just loves it. And he feels like now he knows.
It's my
more
news.
Than what they do, you know, but like he feels like with the connection with me that those are his guys now. So Sam, he played cornhole with, so he's like, oh man, Sam would probably stop and say what's up, you know? So anyways, we're sitting there, you know, it's all fun. So anyways, my new friend comes out and he's standing over there, and my wife's sitting there. Well, my new friend sees me, right? And he's like, and I'm his trainer. I did talk to her too. Boy, she, I had to call her out in the middle of the game.
I'm listening.
Every time JJ touched the ball, she's like, take him! Take him! I was like, Mom, let the boy play.
Let him play some.
Yeah, so.
Look, we'll do that in the film.
Yeah, but anyway, she was like, so my new friend's standing here, and my new friend comes over to me, and he's like, how many times you saw him play? You know, and I'm like, oh, I missed.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, a couple times. He's like, oh, yeah, what you think?
Nikki, I need you to pay particular attention to what Steve is saying right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So my new friend is like, so, you know, what you think about him? I've never froze.
One time. One other time.
One other time. Yep. Well, Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I froze. I was like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say here. Like, I don't know. I'm like, so I go to what I know. I go to what I know. And he's probably listening. Here's the bad thing. I go to what I know. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, on the block, they, you know, stuff. So I just try to sound smart. He's like, yeah, this what's up, you know. Okay. You know, anyway, so he kind of walks back over. Like, he was just legit. Like, yeah. I wonder what you think. Reese Gaines. Like, he, can you imagine? And I'm explaining to my wife, babe. Reese was mine. Like, he was mine. I grew up, some people grew up with Wheat. Wheat family, again. Mine was Reese.
Yeah,
I was
like, everybody has that window of, this is my athlete.
I was in high school, and I'm like, no, Reese Gaines the best. Like, me and my cousin Matt, like, we were like, yeah, no, Reese Gaines, best player. My cousin had his jersey. My cousin was 22 to this day because of Reese. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, no, Reese the man, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, so yeah, so you imagine when Reese Gaines, I look at him different than I look at any Louisville player, right?
But keep in mind, Nikki, that Steve has chopped it up with Reese over at the football game multiple times.
Yeah.
So he's already, like, broken the ice. You know, he shouldn't be in this state.
Yeah.
But the fact that Reese wanted his opinion in the basketball
world. I'm good with being around Reese, but it was when Reese asked me,
right,
what do you think about the team? I'm like,
because he's sizing you up.
What do you think about the team?
Yeah, like, he's testing your knowledge, Steve.
Yeah, I don't know what you want me to say. Like, that's what almost came out of my mouth. Like, it was one of the movie moments where I was like, ah. What do you think?
Just give a generic take. I think we should bring the dunking cardinal ball. Yeah, you know, that should be on the jersey.
I don't know
more.
What you want me to say. Yeah, here. But it was a cool moment. But my wife noticed.
Yeah.
I gotta explain this one to you. So, but anyways, that was a pretty cool interaction. And he was out there with the players too. So the actual game then started. You know, actually, that was a little out of order. He asked me that, like, during the game. But then the game started. So.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was on the phone with a couple guys. If anyone's having issues with the signal, some of our brethren outside Jefferson County, mm-hmm. I urge you to go to the GE Appliances Podcast Center if you miss any of it, or ESPNLouisville.com and grab that live stream, or check out the Made for the Bill YouTube stream. A lot of ways to listen besides terrestrial radio.
Or
that
fix
said,
it.
What?
Or fix it.
Or fix it, yeah. Well, I mean, you know. Patty and I are going to go throw wrenches at the antenna and you know, hopefully something will
unplug it.
Ooh, Texter.
I am pretty good at that.
Texter. Yeah, we're getting the y'all just hang on for a second. Me and 974 having a conversation. Yes, I'm getting the new Genie Plus this weekend. It starts tomorrow, so I'm going to check that out. And I'm glad to hear the Ratatouille ride is good, because I have not got to ride that yet. So I'm pumped. And me and the wife are going to Epcot. It's just me and her. Mm. So. Yeah, y'all can.
Oh, you can do the drinking around the world thing?
My wife does, not me.
Oh, yeah. But are you guys going to partake? You could also eat around the world.
Oh, yeah. No, dude, when it's Epcot, if it's just me and her, we're in it. We're doing Epcot, we're doing Universal Halloween Horror Nights, and we're doing Animal Kingdom, which is me and her.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay. Appreciate that text.
Other thing a caller was wondering, DJ in Texas.
That's our guy.
Obviously couldn't make the the red or white scrimmage.
Speaking of which,
Texas.
you're gonna like DJ. You're gonna get a gift from DJ every around Christmas time. So
really,
yeah,
well, goody.
If you don't, then he don't like you.
He don't fool with you.
That's fair. Dang, now I gotta behave myself. Anyway, he was asking. Hopefully, this will get me in his good graces. He was wondering, is there a live stream or is there a a recorded version that you could go back and watch. Because also, look, I was supposed to go with Jack and Process, and your boy was gassed from the restaurant the night before. Gassed. So I slept in a little bit. So, but I wanted to go. My heart was there.
There was absolutely no, there was no public streaming, but it was on the, like, the closed circuit TV at the Yum Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it was well done. It was good footage.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there watching it. So a couple times I pulled out my cell phone and actually recorded the television.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of a game breakdown on Saturday night, but I found myself going into the critique world because, but I tried to warn everybody. It's like, okay, Steve, what did you think about the red and white game, big picture? Anybody stand out to you?
Okay, let me yeah, say first big picture.
Whichever direction you want.
Because this is what I said. I said I think the what would steal the show is the pace of play, mm-hmm. The different style of play. I can say, I think everybody can say after watching that, there is a conscious effort here. The style of play is changing.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody agrees with that.
The speed of the game. The pace, yeah.
Is absolutely changed. I mean, it's hard.
Still a pick and roll.
Still, yeah.
A heavy offense.
Yeah, it's still some of that. Let me just go. The only way I know how to do it is let me go, and you, obviously us, yep. With what kind of stood out and what didn't. And again, this is a scrimmage. So
this is a scrimmage. Scrimmage in front of everybody.
I don't care who the leading scorer is. I don't care what the stats were. I'm just going by what. Just to give kind of preface people, because I don't even know the stats. I honestly don't.
Me neither.
I have no idea the stat line.
And they switch players, switch teams.
Yeah.
Switch score, change the score in the quarters and all that.
Right off the page, a couple things jumped out to me. I really like Matt Cross. Mm-hmm. I really like Matt Cross.
What do you like about him?
I like his natural feel of the game. Coach Mack said it after the game. He said, you know, our guys know how good of a shooter he is. So they really were not off. They were not, like, they were cheating.
You can't stop that.
I'm not hanging off you, dude. Like, you know, I know. But
even watching, if it's outside of the principles.
Watching his ability to go up, he kind of looks like Johnny Manziel out there. That's kind of awkward. Did anybody ever notice that? Did you ever notice Matt Cross kind of looks like Johnny Manziel?
I'll have to go back and look.
Yeah, yeah, when he's out there playing, like a much taller Johnny Manziel. But just his ability to put it on the floor kind of surprised me. He's a big dude. And he goes to the rim, and he has a natural feel because he would go up and score. Two times he went up, challenged, up and under. I mean, athletic
shield,
move.
Use the rim shield.
Yep, off the glass. I mean, it was like, okay, like, he can play. He's going to be a guy. He'll have 20 a couple times this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think he'll be an overnight guy, but, I mean, he's a heck of a player.
Dude, he does look like him.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
I know.
Especially in his Miami days.
Yes.
Maybe not so much now, but the Miami Matt Cross.
It was wild, man.
He was out
there.
I'm
like, it's Johnny Manziel. He's out there playing. The other guy right off the bat was Sidney Curry. I didn't know what to expect out of him. I didn't expect a lot. Maybe that's why. But just his natural feel of the game was impressive. They come baseline.
My first description of Sidney Curry was he's the kind of guy that he will make Coach Mack change his practice screw up rule. I'm not going to start you because you're screwing up in my practice.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the game time, Sidney.
Yeah.
We need a bucket get in there.
Yeah. Just his natural feel, man. Mm-hmm. You see him coming up, and I know I use that word again with Cross because that's kind of what I like. I like guys that it's like, now they know how to play. They just know how to play. I don't know if they know
the
offense.
Yeah, you can tell
they
played a whole lot of just basketball, not individual drill instruction themselves to death.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A guy comes baseline. Sidney opens up, gives him some hands right here. Boom. Goes up and scores. Just the ball comes off the rim. Sidney tips it in. Like, you know, he knows mm-hmm. he knows where to be around the basket. Good rebounder. You know, I'm sure he got a little gassed, you know. But I mean, he's not a 20-minute, 30-minute guy. So I'm not worried about that as much. I thought he was good, though. I thought he was really good. I was actually surprised. I don't want you to go insane on me here. But I was surprised how he could play finesse. I kind of thought he might be all power, you know.
Right.
It was like, no, he can do that. L. Ellis.
Yeah, when Perrin asked me about that, I said, L. Ellis is a cheat. That's like a cheating answer. You know what I'm saying? I also said I did enjoy Sidney Curry. I did. Like, he's a guy. Okay, what I like about Sidney Curry, L. Ellis, and one other player is what I didn't like about some of the other guys that I'm depending on. I hate doing this because here's the thing. Friday night, I spent the whole day saying, hey, y'all, right now they're just learning tempo. They're learning how to run. It's easy, like Steve, you and I talked about it. A lot of times people think they're running hard, only to find out they're not running hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sam talked about that.
Yeah.
They're still learning how to run full speed and still operate a system. It's a tough thing to do.
Yeah.
So it's going to look clumsy. And when you're learning your rules, you stand around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't expect to see, like, okay, if you expected to see, you know, quick. Fluid motion, fluid rotations, you're not going to get that because you're still waiting to see, okay, that's an open space. Do I dive to that open space or is he going to dive to that open space? So there's a lot of teaching to do. Coach Mack, who is, like I said, going to be out the first month, he's fireballing his defensive principles to everybody. You know what I'm saying? So you have way too much teaching to do in a short amount of time right now. So right now, and Coach McMahon's talked about it, the first job is we can't move forward until we get people playing at the right speed, you know, the pace. So, you know, I'm looking at the speed, and I'm just like, okay, you have to acknowledge, Marcus, some of the things that you were hoping improve in the offseason haven't really had a chance to really get drilled into them yet. But again, to me, that's why my grading is so harsh in basketball.
Sure.
Because it's just hard. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's hard when you got 13, 14 people that can play. It's hard to particularly, you know, focus in on all the little things of everybody. So anyway, what I liked about Dre Davis, I liked Sidney Curry, you know, of course, Matt Cross, and L. Ellis, right? L. Ellis just speed. He's playing in the lanes. He's making you make a difficult pass. When L. Ellis gets the ball, you're going to hear me say this all the time this year, y'all. Posture. Mm-hmm. Posture. Dre Davis has posture to be an athlete.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, yeah.
Sidney Curry, he gets low when he dribbles the ball. You cannot be an athlete without posture, right? JJ was doing a good job of getting his body a little lower. But it stood out to me. And again, listen, under Coach Patino, under Coach Crum, a lot of times you would have conditioning, 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 conditioning. Then they send you out here to play. And it's like, don't do that to us. You know, like, let's come out here fresh. So I can say tired. I can give that excuse. But I'm going to be screaming posture because when guys like Jalen Withers falls.
Mm-hmm.
He's still a stumbler, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he was.
Yeah, Parent asked me, said, I like Jalen. I said, dude, I can't stand him. I can't stand him. If you don't get your base wide, I'm going to yell at every player who doesn't get a wide base.
Okay, I'm going to say to you what we've talked about. Okay, you know where I'm going with this. The way we figured this one out was, see, I enjoy Jalen Withers. Marcus had a great point, though. If you believe Jalen Withers is going to the league after this year, you had to have hated him yesterday.
You're
going to
hate his cuts.
Or Saturday, yeah. If you're like me and believe, I think one more year and he could be, you know, a pro, you love him and what he could do. Mm-hmm. He did show that his tool bag is pretty open.
He has a skill set.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he brought the ball up a couple times.
Yeah,
I mean, he knocked down jumpers. He got to the rim.
But he still don't got his legs under him.
Yeah.
He does not have a low, you know, he's dribbling up the court, standing straight up. Sam Williamson is still standing straight up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want people just to notice this. Marcus Maben is going to say, hey, when y'all pop out to get, okay, Matt Cross pops out to get the ball. He's standing straight up.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, it's going to get stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, Pegues, anybody, like, I'm staring at the team, and, you know, like I said, and here's the problem.
Yeah.
The new guys are playing lower. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't know if maybe he's drilling that in. Maybe the older guys have picked up bad habits and can't get out of them. But that was a big takeaway of mine, is I didn't like their posture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I like this. I like Sydney.
One more guy.
One more guy that you liked, or you want
for
me?
For me. Okay, for me. Jared West.
I didn't see much of him.
Defensively, I did, man. Mm-hmm. I thought he jumped the passing lanes extremely well.
And you
well.
Saw a lot more. When I say I didn't see much out of him, you know, when I'm looking away and talking, you know, I probably missed a lot
it's
of his
It's
going
to be hard to get him off the floor as a starter, I think. Just the way he jumps the passing lanes, the way he defends. Like
We are doing Noah so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, Noah was good.
Noah looked good.
Noah looked good.
Why am I just now saying that? Yeah,
he looked good.
Noah looked confident.
He did.
He got Malik on him. He mm-hmm. attacked that double step back, which, Jesus, like, Steve, it's getting hard to watch the rules of basketball.
My son explained it to me in the St. Matthews Mall this weekend. He said the reason they can do that, Dad, is he said when they catch the ball, they spin it.
Yeah.
So they never really have possession of it. And I'm like,
son, that's a travel.
Yeah, I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're watching people take double step backs off of one dribble. And it's like, no, that's impossible to do in the way James Naismith made the game. Y'all are changing the rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, the addition to the Euro, now the double Euro back step, it's like, okay. So I'm like, okay, no, if you can get away with that, then go right ahead. Yeah. Let me get to the phone lines really quick. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Well, Mark, I wonder, how much does Sydney remind you of Alex Sanders with a little bit better vertical? And I thought Noah was really impressive in not trying to do anything he couldn't do, but showed that he's much more than just a spot-up shooter. And West, I thought what impressed me most was he, in pick and roll defense, he kept L. Ellis from being able to get to the rim off pick and roll drills as much as L did later in the game.
I appreciate the call. That's a good catch. Actually, I forgot to say that myself. I forgot to say the on ball guard pick and roll defense was excellent.
It was.
Yeah, they were keeping their guards out of the lane off the pick and rolls.
On the flip side, our offensive pick and roll game with the big man absolutely sucks. Let's be honest with you. It's just not good.
Gabe.
Yeah.
Gabe.
Oh, man.
Baby. Gabe. I don't know if this is a new system, but Gabe. You know what I watched? I watched the ball was on the opposite side of DeAndre Davis, right?
Uh-huh.
I watched him point the ball, saying basically move the ball around the horn, and I watched DeAndre Davis never leave that block. I watched him get low, spread his arms, and make whoever have to run a Gene Snyder mile to get around him. It was just good position on the block.
Absolutely.
And I said, Gabe, Malik is standing underneath the rim, right? The ball's on the way to Gabe's side of the court. I'm like, Gabe, why aren't you sealing somebody on the block?
Yeah.
You don't want the ball? He gets the ball at the fifth, at like mid-range, and I'm like, what are you? He did make a good swing pass.
Yeah. All the bigs passed better.
Yeah.
I will say that.
You passed better. You can tell that's a quick, you know, make a quick decision. I will say that. But, yeah, them.
I just don't like them in the pick and roll. I just don't know that we have anybody around it.
They're not diving. They don't want the ball. Sydney's the only one that dives wanting the ball.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
So that's a preview of the Cardinal critiques that you're getting. But like I said, overall, I did like, you know, like I said.
Team's got a I tweeted this out. Team's got a ton of potential.
Yeah, and you know what Coach Mack is good at, I realized, too? Again, I don't know what he says to him. But they shoot with confidence.
Yeah.
He gets guys that I don't think are good shooters to shoot the ball pretty good. You know, I think he made Ryan a better shooter. Mm-hmm. You know, by just saying, hey, man, if you can get it off, you pull the trigger. Jordan, like, he let Jordan flourish. Like, you know, like, even Dwayne Sutton, who I didn't think he was going to be much of a shooter. He, you know, So when I look at this team, I'm like, JJ, when he gets it, he shoots with all the confidence in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And JJ's not a natural shooter, but he shot it confidently.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I will say the guy, Coach Mack, he convinces them that they can hit their shots. So I do enjoy that. I enjoy the speed. I enjoy the increased defensive pressure, Steve.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, that's what I say. I mean, I come away with more positives, but I mean, you know, it was a scrimmage.
Got to run a cleaner transition.
Yeah, fair enough.
Jalen Withers gets the steal. Jalen, you got to get wide.
Yeah.
2-on-1, you got to get wide. So, I mean, Sam did a good job of. Texas says Nickelberry.
That's got to be a joke.
Oh, are you asking me did he not make? You don't think he gave Nickelberry every opportunity?
Wait a minute. Well, no, you don't. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I thought they were asking how Nickelberry played. I was like, you didn't think Nickelberry didn't play good?
They were responding to my coach. Matt gets the best shooting out of most of his people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like he didn't.
I was like, wait,
you don't think he gave Josh Nickelberry every opportunity to be a great shooter?
Yeah.
Josh, he got the yips. You don't think he gave? You don't think he's giving Sam every opportunity to be a good shooter? VJ King,
yeah,
he does not get in your way offensively at all. So those are just some of my scrimmage takeaways. Again, critical tape is never going to feel good.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Critical critique is never going to feel good. And I did watch Kentucky play.
And a scrimmage, right. I know. And a scrimmage, man. The only problem is you can only really look at natural ability and guys' plays individual. Like okay, I see L. Ellis go up rapid round to JJ twice. You know, stuff like that. Because you're not getting a true read. You're not getting real lineups. You're not getting, you know what I'm saying, real subs.
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
Well, with five of our guys going against five of another team.
Yeah. You can. I mean, you can get real lineups, but like, you know, but still, then another team. So it's
different. Am I allowed to complain about the way that JJ is dunking?
No. No, JJ is one of the few guys we have that will catch the ball and go up and dunk it. There were points about his game I could argue about.
Dunk it.
Yeah, but he dunks it. Okay.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Texters, 38-31-93-9. Am I allowed to complain about the lack of ferocity at which JJ Trainer dunks the basketball?
No. You scream and cry over dunks. You've got one big that will catch the ball and go up and dunk it right now. It's JJ Trainer. So.
But he still got a dunk.
I don't care. No, he dunks it. He puts it in. He rarely misses around the basket when he catches off the ball. When he gets a pass underneath the basket, JJ usually finishes it.
He needs
it. Okay.
Well, get off me, bit.
Okay. Well, you know what? He's not going to do that.
Are you sure?
Kind of with Maben, though, and it's unfair. Okay. It's an unfair thing to ask.
This is Louisville, Steve.
He's the only, but he's like our only hope.
Yeah.
Like, it's unfair to ask you that not only are you, you know, a proficient dunker, but we need you to.
He needs to learn how to finish through contact, and the smooth dunks won't work through contact.
We need you to channel an inner Montrez, even if it's not there, because this team.
It's not.
He's the only one dunking. So if he's the only one dunking, then it needs to be.
Okay. That's my point, though. You can't yell at the one guy that's going up and dunking underneath
the basket. Can we politely ask him, though? I said, I'm acknowledging this is an unfair ask.
Yes.
But I'm kind of with Maben on this one.
You can talk to his mom about it. Tell her.
I will.
Now, that said, don't sacrifice your ability to be a good dunker. But
I just think he's the one guy we have that will go up and dunk the basketball for the most part. It's what I need.
Underneath. Who's second?
I swear, we got to get this name, image, and likeness.
There's not a second. There's no second right now. I mean, Sydney will see as he gets more opportunities.
And gets in shape.
Yeah.
This is that scene from Inglourious Basterds. Yeah. Like, you know, you speak the second most Italian. I don't speak any Italian. I said.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of where we're at on that one. We'll take a break so Nick can get some commercials in here.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by Wing Zone. Try the ESPN Little Special 10 Boneless Wings, Wedges, and a Drink for $9 and 39 cents. It was announced over the weekend that Lamar Jackson will have his number retired by UofL on November 13th as the Cards take on Syracuse that day. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, they also took down the Red Hot Chargers 34-6 this weekend. Jackson had 167 yards and slung a TD to that man named Andrews. It sounded like this.
Duvernay goes in motion to the right. Jackson from the gun. Fakes the handoff. Look at end zone. Fires. Touchdown! Mark Andrews and the Ravens put up six more points.
That call heard right here on 93.9 The Ville, your home for the Ravens. Over across the hall on ESPN 680-1057, you heard the Colts defeat the Texans 31-3. They return to action Sunday against the Niners. Bad news for Marcus Maben. The Bengals beat the Lions in a battle of the Big Cats 34-11. Cards? They're back in action this week with Boston College. Scott Satterfield, he'll meet the media coming up at noon. We'll take that live on ESPN. Louisville, UK, they fell 30-13 to UGA. That drops them to number 15 in the latest AP. IU, they fell to number 9 Michigan State 2015. And WKU, they scorched Old Dominion 43-20. In hoops, former Card Dana Evans adds a WNBA title to her accomplishments as she and the Chicago Sky celebrated a WNBA title this weekend, beating Phoenix. Good news, bad news on the pitch. Lou City, they fell to the Indy 11 1-0 for their second straight loss. Good news, however, Racing, they picked up a 3-1 victory over Alex Morgan and the Orlando Pride. They return to action Thursday when they take on Gotham. The boys in purple, they're in action next weekend, taking on Memphis. Tonight, Monday Night Football, 7:30 over on ESPN 680-1057. It'll be Bills and the Titans. More middays next. This is SportsCenter. That's what Brian always did too.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Additional special shout out. Don't forget, for all your realtor needs, Derek A. Stewart. Look him up, call him. You've heard him on the commercial. So, Steve, I gotta wrap it up. How funny was it, Steve, that I thought my card got stolen by the chicken bandit?
That's pretty hilarious, actually. Yeah.
And like I said, for a while, it literally, I was like, I believed it.
Like, yeah. Somebody just bought, yeah, it was like, yeah.
I got this card. I'm going to just run it through, and we're gonna get the biggest order of chicken we can get away with.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So maybe in my brain it was feasible. I was like, oh, that's it. But you know what? The Yum Center, you need to change the way your billing logo shows up from the store.
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
Because it came as I saw Colonel Sanders and said KFC, and I'm like, somebody stole my card and went
just loaded up on chicken.
$62 worth of chicken? Jeez. So, okay, another little funny thing, Steve. Okay, so, you know, I've been, you know, thinking about upgrading my phone.
Okay.
You know.
How's that going?
Steve, you know me a long
time. It's time.
You've known me a long time, yeah, Steve. Time. But you can imagine that. You know, you go around and the same reasons I haven't upgraded my phone for the longest, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, okay, so here's what happens. I was looking at some Samsungs and looking at Galaxies. You know, just I want to know everything about the entire phone market, mm-hmm, to see if I need to, you know, am I going to need to switch? You know, what do I use these phones for? Like, what do I really, really use my phones for, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, clean
is
it.
Camera important.
Right. I'm going through the processing speed and the storage. I'm going, you know, I want to know the plans.
Yeah.
How, you know, who has the best insurance plans? Who's going to lock me into these long contracts? You know, Netflix, you know, everything. I'm just going down everything, right? Of course, the price just keeps going up and up. And I'm just like, you know, when you start, we get this plan and get this and I got to have a hotspot on my phone, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just going through all that, right?
Yeah.
So you remember I told you last night I was going to just clean out my drawers, you know, Sunday night organizing. I found an old LG of mine, Steve.
Oh.
A
burner.
Did you got two. Did you call my old phone a burner?
And it says Cricket.
Yes.
I had one of those.
Yeah, that's a burner.
Listen.
It was the first ever one to have that badass like LED flashlight that's on all the phones now. And I used to joke it was because you couldn't actually call anybody, so you'd have to signal them like with Morse code.
This was an awesome phone.
Really?
Right. So I opened it up. I'm like, let me see if this thing still works. And I'm just swiping through it. I'm like, okay, so the conversation came from this moment.
Okay.
This thing is 2015 or something, yeah. Right? Okay, Steve. Have you ever used the speech camera function?
The what?
The speech camera function.
No.
Steve, as I'm playing with this old phone, right?
No idea what you're talking about, yeah.
I see a little logo. It's a little man. It looks like, Nikki, what are those like, maybe they're in Hawaii, those like they like the stones.
Oh, the Easter Island?
Heads? Yeah, Easter Island, that's what it is. Okay, it's a little man that kind of looks like that, and he has this speech coming out, and I'm like, okay, what is this doing in my camera section? You know what I'm saying? Like, what does this do? So I click on this little man, this little Easter Island man, right? And then it has a list of words, right? And the list of words, cheese, smile, whiskey, kimchi. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Cheese, kimchi, smile. Your phone can take pictures based on you saying those magic words, right? So if you want to take your own selfie, you just cheese, you know, and it click.
That is weird.
That's awesome, but at the same time, dude, the robots they've already won. They're just waiting to strike.
Did you just hear that, Steve?
Yeah, that's really weird.
Cheese. Smile. Smile. Kimchi. What are the other words? Yeah, it clicks.
That is weird. That is really weird.
So it made me think, like, Margus, that's a 2015 feature that you didn't know about. You don't use your phone for 3% of what your phone is probably capable of. Your iPhone 8.
Yeah.
Steve, what percentage of your phone think you use?
You know, they say we only use 2% of our brain or whatever. It's like, yeah, probably about that. Twitter.
Yeah, right.
And I keep pictures.
Twitter, text, and...
Yeah, Twitter, text, and pictures.
I YouTube music with my phone.
Yeah, my Apple Music.
Yeah,
I listen to that in the car.
I'm like, Margus.
The clean versions.
You better come up with some... I'm like, Margus, you better come up with some more reasons to upgrade.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, if that's on your 2015 phone and you didn't know about that, you need to learn every single thing about your phone before you upgrade.
I would say upgrade. I would just say upgrade.
Just upgrade. That's
Jump in both feet.
Just do it.
Yeah, I would just upgrade. Just...
The machines.
So this made you uncomfortable, though.
That's weird, man. That's weird. A lot of things in this world make me uncomfortable right now. So that's
devil juice everywhere.
Speaking of that, my wife got her.
Not today.
Nick, do you have a purse for your vaccination card?
Nah, I just tattoo it on my arm.
Fair enough. It's even worse. I wish you hadn't said that. My wife got a little badge.
A badge? Oh,
worst
no.
thing I've ever seen.
I haven't lost mine yet, which is
Gucci,
amazing.
A Gucci Vax card.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Pro tip: take a photo of it on your phone. And you know. Have it everywhere.
Do you know where I keep mine?
Where? Up here. No, I'm just kidding.
So we're efforting to get Satterfield, whose press conference is supposed to start at 12 o'clock. So we're trying to make sure. Nikki has room.
You can find mine the same place you find Marcus's.
Where the honey is.
Right here in this local honey.
Steve, It's great honey.
That is phenomenal honey.
It's great honey.
Phenomenal
read,
honey.
Read the back. Read the label, Steve.
Local honey, no sugars added, no syrups added. John Duncan Beekeeper. Local raw honey, just as the bees made it. 502-773-2857. Matt Cross.
He looked up right when you said that. That was perfect timing. The speaker's not on outside, but he looked up right when you said that.
He's listening on his AirPods.
There you go. Yeah. G appliances.
You said I need to get AirPods too, huh?
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
Tell me that.
Once I got those. By the way, we are, if you're wondering, we are waiting Coach Satterfield. We're going to have him right here, even though we're going to throw.
Yeah. It's going to be on all ESPN Louisville sticks. Presented by U of L Health, making the impossible possible. That's the power of you.
But if you're in a place where you get a good signal with night, you'll finish, you know, listen to Coach Satterfield, whatever, and then you can flip over to Bobby V.
What do you expect to hear from Coach Satterfield?
After a bye week, I mean, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. How uncomfortable was he in that Lamar video? Did he look like a hostage?
A little bit.
He looked like a hostage.
Yeah. What are we supposed to do about that?
He looked like,
because that's what we love about him, and that's what's like. That's not. You gotta play the role a little bit. But
you know who would have looked really good? If it had been a former Louisville quarterback, said, "Yeah, welcome to the fraternity, Lamar. Oh, me and you." Nah, look, you go down in a fraternity that I've been a part of, that my younger brother's been a part of, that our family's been a part of for years. And Lamar, we're happy to have you. And my only regret is that I never got to coach you, Lamar.
I mean, yes, it's great to see you and the records you set with Rondale. You know, y'all did a lot together.
I didn't know Dave Ragone had a brother.
He just does stuff like, I don't know why. Why you play in a moment like that, Nick?
That was witty. That was very witty.
Why do you play like that, Nick?
I didn't know Dave Ragone's family background either.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. So anyways, that would have been nice, but I won't go down that road.
Right.
Again.
He's going to piss everybody off. Yeah, because you do know somebody's like literally.
Oh, yeah.
Peeling. Like you said, who was that at the beginning? Scotty O?
Yeah. The same person cussing me at that is the same person that wants to hire Ed Orgeron to fix the defense.
Listen.
Yeah.
And is willing to look the other way that Ed Orgeron has a new one practicing with the team. Or not practicing, but hanging out with the team.
Yeah.
And stop attacking these men for being heterosexual males, please. Okay. Thank you.
Well, we're going to do that.
Golly. It's just the Ed Orgeron thing. It's irritating me. Golly. He has multiple girlfriends. He's not coaching.
Oh, they put Kentucky's next game back on the SEC Network. Get the hell off.
After what you pulled. Yeah.
Get back on the SEC Network.
I can't believe y'all stalled. You stalled the game down 21 points to score with no time. You were taking timeouts.
Backdoor cover, still a cover, Marcus.
Backdoor cover. No, Nikki.
I know, Nikki. I know.
Everybody in Georgia, can you imagine what they were doing in that stadium?
Well, they were done a long time before that happened.
Yeah. No, but they're there. Listen, it's so much traffic here in Athens. We ain't getting out of here, but we're going to sit here and watch to see what this coach really does.
Sats at the podium.
Well, let's hear what he's got to say.
Fire away.
Here we go.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.